My pleasure to be here today. I am passionate about economic development and workforce alignment so we can meet the talent needs of our companies in the state. As we all know, there's nobody that you can talk to in the business community right now that's not saying it's all about workforce and how do we meet that workforce need. So for some of you who may not have seen this and others, you may have seen this last year, but I realized that people really kind of contextually, one of the pieces of legislation we passed related to how do we build stackable credentials versus thinking about a model in which we have people starting over. And if you decide, you know, that you want to be an LPN and you go to work and then you come back 3 or 4 years later and say, gee, I'd really like to be an RN. Let's don't put people in programs that make them start over. Let's let people be able to stack those programs to decrease time, to be able to take the 1 year from the LPN, add another year to get their associate degree in nursing, add the other 2 years to be able to get their baccalaureate in nursing, and let's not be telling people to start over again. So that's kind of the medical model of this, but that model could be applied broadly across lots of other areas. And as we thought about our high demand, high workforce needs in this area, particularly around some of the strategic clusters that we have, we wanted to kind of create an incentive for us to build stackable credentials. So what SB 103 did the first time it was passed was focused on regional partnerships, but Senator Stevenson said, why aren't we doing statewide? And so this year we expanded that to add statewide stackable credentials as one of the potential programs that could be funded. What this does is require our systems to operate across our systems, from our public education system to our UTEC system to our USHE system, requires those to be clearly stackable for students to meet real job needs out there in our regional areas so that we are focused on meeting the highest demand needs that we have. The Higher Education Appropriations Committee actually takes the proposals that come across and are submitted from the institution, make sure that they really meet these criteria before they're considered for funding. So it's those who are most focused on meeting stackable, that have clearly defined stackable credentials, that are focused on strategic industry needs, that have clear on and off ramps. And what I mean by that, if you think about an on-ramp to be able to go out and work in composites, but having, so that off-ramp, there's a clear job there, but you decide once you do that, you want to take the next level and to move into production or an IT technician, that kind of thing, there is clear on-ramp back into our educational institutions without starting over, being able to continue to help meet even more higher skilled workforce needs in our state. Has to be a partnership, getting people out of being in their silos, getting people working together. So this is just a couple of examples of early ones that we funded where there might be jobs that they come out and they are kind of repairers, they are technicians, they're working on machinery, et cetera, but then they decide they want to move, go back in, they want to get a degree in controls technology, so automatic controls are really important in our state. They can become engineering technicians in that. If they want to continue there, they can become automation engineers, and so it's really building across our tech colleges as well as our USHE system. Here's another example in Dixie in the technology area. Just kind of showing how that works so that they're clearly defined on and off ramps that meet absolute job needs that we have in our regional areas. So to date, we have funded 17 programs. I think you can see they are focused, these are across the state. There have been programs meeting regional needs funded all across the state. You'll see they are in these high impact areas, aerospace, advanced manufacturing, information technology, IT pathways, automotive, computer science areas, even one in life sciences because of some of the needs down in the southeast part of the state, but aligned to meet needs. So we have funded about 17 programs with just a little over $5 million across the state deployed across our institutions and helping our students achieve that need. A couple of other pieces of legislation we added to that this year to make sure that we have the kind of alignment we need. The governor started the Talent Ready initiative a year ago. We decided that it was time to kind of set that up as a more formal program because the goal of that is to achieve alignment and get our education leaders working with our industry leaders and making sure we're aligning our curriculum and programs to meet industry need and that we begin to build more work-based experiences. And that requires a true partnership between education and business to expand work-based learning experiences. And finally, we want to make sure we provide some incentive for students to go into many of these high-wage, high-demand areas that are so critical for growing in the state of Utah. This sets up a loan forgiveness program. In this state, we have had the T.H. Bell program that's been in place for over 20 years that's focused on teacher education and helping teachers get loans to go to school, and then as long as they go to work in Utah and stay in Utah, there's some loan forgiveness that happens every year. This is aligned to meeting those high-demand, high-workforce needs. If students go in, they can get loans for tuition fees and for books. They have to be a full-time student in one of the majors that's selected through a collaborative work with between Workforce Services and GoEd. And once those are selected and they decide to go in, they have to complete that degree. If it's a baccalaureate degree in 4 years, if it's an associate degree, it has to be completed in 2 years. So this is about timely graduation, completion, and if they go to work in Utah, in a Utah company, in one of those career fields, then for every year they get 25% loan forgiveness. Because we want to keep our talent here. We have a net migration, out migration of our baccalaureate degree talent in this state. We need to keep people here meeting the workforce needs of our employers in the state, and that's the focus of that legislation. So we will continue to stay focused in terms of trying to make sure we're doing the kind of alignment that meets the workforce needs that will allow our industries to continue to grow and thrive in Utah. So thank you. Senator Stevenson.